This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
To the NutriMedical Report. We are live and we are in Genesis now in a second by day. We're working out more kinks. We're going to soon have a stream coming directly back to my Vimeo live stream, Facebook, and YouTube channel, so you'll be able to watch that and see video. We have the clip links directly up on Deagle Network and Clay and Iron and the direct link on NutriMedical. So when you hit those on your iPhone and Android, your computer or laptop, you'll be able to watch the video portion of the show with the same audio stream live. Literally 24/7. There's a nice little link here on the site as well, directly to get the archives for the Genesis Network NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3 Pacific, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, and also to the archives. You can download it, and you can hit those buttons on the Genesis Network link, and boom, you can listen to it live and go download the archives to your phone or whatever. So that's all available. There's a call-in number to call into the studio as well. And that number, call in with questions, is 877-317-6432. Put it on a sticky note and stick it near your phone so you can call in. Do stay on topic. No ad hominem attacks, please, except if it's somebody that Dr. Deagle wants to attack. Haha, being funny. But you can call in any topic, whether it's SARS or the economy or your health issues or spiritual things, whatever. Doesn't matter. I love dialogue, and you don't have to agree with me. But if you disagree, you have to be able to defend yourself. That may not be funny, because if you make statements that are improper or not logical or not based on evidence, it's like going to a court of law, and I can, like a judge, I'll dismiss your case. Ha ha. So, again, it's 877-317-6432. I want you to know that this is available right now. We're soon going to even also have a chat line over on my Vimeo YouTube channel as well. So, I just had to send over a correction here for my Hour 3 guest, who's actually going to be available here coming up today. We have Hour number 2, Josh Bernstein, who used to be on Mondays. He's now switched over to Tuesdays for a show, and Hour 2 rather than Hour 3. He's an amazing geopolitical analyst. He's actually quite humorous at times. Again, unfortunately, if you're playing, I don't play poker, but I suppose if you're gambling, he would take all your chips because he's very realistic. Pretty funny. Now, I'm going to go through some major issues. Now, the first thing is I've had some technical problems with squeaky sounds and other things. Upgrading my computer and working with my techs and engineers, that'll all be overcome. And today you should hear the shows, because we take the Genesis Network feed and put it all through my social media and over, and I even convert it to YouTube, and et cetera. That'll be available after the show. Or during the show, you can listen live. Now, I want to go over the SARS coronavirus, and I'm going to summarize. Firstly, this is spread not just by aerosol, but by nanoparticles, which means even if you flush a toilet 10 floors up, it can vaporize in your bowl, and the vaporizing particles can go down. Now, with smaller particles, go down to less than the size of the respiratory bronchial, so it gets to the terminal lung. So that you can be hundreds of yards away, and you can actually get this if someone actually has coughed or whatever. If you touch the surface, the virus can last for at least 3 days. I'm going to assume up to a week on a surface. So if things are longer than a week, it's probably dead already, because it's a product like a toy that came from China. So don't be out panic over it, right? It's important to understand that what we have right now is a pandemic that was created as a super weapon. I hear lots of people saying other things. They have an opinion. No, they have an attitude. Opinion is based in legal terms on evidence and logic. We went over the papers for interviews with the amazing genius Dr. Francis Boyle, and he reviewed it with all the actual papers. This is a bioweapon, and we collaborated with the Communist Chinese to create it. The agencies involved with the FDA, the Center for Disease Creation, I call it, CDC, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, our federal government, University of North Carolina, BSL-3 lab to create the gain of function to make it super weaponized, and we assisted the Communist Chinese BSL-4 laboratory in Wuhan. A few months after they had launched their 5G network, which, by the way, put 60 gigahertz that robs your body of oxygen if you put somebody in a 5G network field. It actually causes hypoxia. So if you're already older and have lung disease, it's going to make your PO2 drop. If it gets below a certain level, you're going to have a cardiorespiratory arrest, especially if you're filling up with mucus from a virus causing mucus bronchorrhea. So perfect convergence. So and I had an email comment of my YouTube and say, is this a weapon to kill the elderly? Absolutely. Anybody with serious underlying disease, diabetes, heart failure, chronic lung disease, smoker, you're a lot higher risk. If you're a child, you're probably not going to get it, but you're going to be a super spreader. Coughing, sneezing, playing, touching, whatever, on toys. And you may get a very mild illness, but you're going to pass it to your grandpa who you might kill. Now, we came up with some very simple solutions to this that's going to require a lot of investment. Number one, I call them life-solation trailers. And also a life-solation kind of, you know, if you want to call it a thing to put over your bed or in your bedroom. So you can actually have a fairly large one of these clear things that allows you to watch TV, but inside an isolation. So rather than having to be, you know, the idea of moving somebody who's you've got mild disease, like I watched this character Cuomo from New York, because they came back from Iran and they're sick, and because they're mild, that they're not dangerous. No, the mild cases are probably spreading it more than the ones who are real sick and can't move. This guy's a moron. He doesn't understand it. Public health people you're talking to, obviously, are also idiots. Those people need to go to isolation. Isolation means they are not able to, they had to have people around them working on hazmat suits. Their air, their stool, everything is isolated. And if the clinical signs are present, whether or not, if they have no symptoms for 3 weeks or more, or up to months or more after they recover, they can be spreading the virus. Number two, their quantum test, which is a biophilia tracker 3 quantum test for the 139 kilodalton protein. I can pick the resonant frequency even before they have enough virus to show a positive PCR test. And we want better quality tests that can usually tell you within, let's say, 15, 20 minutes what's going on. Plus, we want to measure other markers of mitochondriopathy, because you understand when somebody gets sick or dies from a pathogen, it's not the pathogen that kills you, it's your own immune system and your free radicals in your body. So that if you're dying of sepsis, your body dumps out free radicals and you kill your mitochondria. The first is your virus or cancer or infection generates a thing called anagenase. Anagenase, which uncouples your mitochondria from your macrophages that generate free radical single oxygen. 100 million degrees, and that's the only thing that kills pathogens. This idea a vaccine kills a pathogen is idiotic. It doesn't do anything. It's like having somebody holding a war game and they have a green laser on their gun, but they don't have any bullets. Green laser doesn't kill anything. Antibodies, even if it was accurate, the problem is the RNA virus is going to mutate. So the laser is not going to point directly at the target, number one. And number two, green lasers don't do a damn thing. Unless you have healthy macrophages able to do that. That's where we have things like our NutriSilver and our Nutridyne and our Allicin Med and so on. They go through biofilm and they'll kill all pathogens. And don't tell me that MMS is good. It's a pile of garbage by comparison. Even herbals like Moringa and Elderberry and so on. These are minor antivirals. It may stop you from getting a simple cold or get a little less severe. This virus is very pathogenic. They combined it with an animal-based virus from the lab in Australia, where they actually created and put in three-dimensional HIV genes for human deficiency virus. So one of the markers they have to test when they're actually testing people in hospitals is measure your leukopenia, drop in white count. You have to understand, here's what I want to do in these trailers, okay? Number one, I want the trailers to be, well, I say 24 to, say, 30 feet long. I want two bedrooms in it. I want a little kind of micro lab where you can do these tests and a technician that has that suit can go in there and do them. I want to have at least two oxygen concentrators and BiPAP, at least two, maybe four. So each one has, say, four concentrators. So if you had four people, you can give them, say, 90% oxygen, right? And the little mask that could be custom fit to them so that they would be like somebody with obstructive apnea. And you measure what's called their FiO2, the oxygen coming in the airway, and a ratio of that to their oxygen saturation on their little finger, which they'd wear a constant monitor. And it could be set up so that inside the unit, they're constantly being monitored in real time. Once that ratio gets abnormal, it means they need to rush out of tech, grab that person, bring them to an actual hospital, and intubate them because they're going to crash. Every unit should have a radionic frequency to block anagenase and the which is 337 hertz, and the what's called the tetramer glycoprotein, meaning there's four of these molecules surrounding the virus called the tetramer, 139 kilodaltons, and we can disrupt that with 207.176 hertz. We should also be cleansing the air and using inside the air filtration system perhaps things like ultraviolet light and maybe ozone generator. And we can also put in that aerosol perhaps our NutriSilver, which will also kill the pathogens off, the virus. Now, when you do this, you want to make sure that there's no open windows on the facility and that there's total recirculation of air, so it's fresh air, and that the toilets and so on are literally emptied into a container where a hazmat team can empty that so that they can't dump it into a regular sewage line, because if it re-aerosolizes, it's going to spread like crazy. And we have to assume it's going to get in local life forms, whether it's dogs or coyotes or whatever, and then it's going to continue to mutate or come back years later. So we don't want to contaminate the environment with a virus that can mutate and be partially able to hit animals like dogs. We now know they're positive. So these little units, they'd have, say, four BiPAP units and four oxygen concentrators. We'd have monitoring of their oxygen levels. We would have a little kitchen in there, and we'd supply food that would be there, and everything, you know, washed. And we'd have a water supply, a power supply, let's say, the propane tanks and whatever, and a sewage treatment so they come by and pump it out just like a micro sewage tank. And they have a little lab there, and the lab could actually test for not only the SARS coronavirus PCR test, but also could do a biophilia tracker scan. A biophilia tracker scan would tell us if they have the harmonic resonant frequency of the glycoprotein in their blood present. If it's still present, it means they still can't come out of isolation. Now, I don't want to set a day limit. I want it to be free of clinical signs, the tracker, biophilia tracker, and PCR tests. And if all three are negative, after, let's say, so many days of repeat negativity, say a week, then you can come out and go into, and then you can go from isolation into quarantine, which will continue doing testing on you daily with a hazmat team that's mobile. I call it a pandemic hazmat team, which I can help train up, and we can get training materials for them in a matter of a week or two. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical and our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Total waste. And we're coming back. So I want to continue. So these little trailers would be like made with a special material. I'd like to do something real strong, like carbon fiber mesh with totally, completely clear. So the only areas you could have curtains you could pull over on your bedroom and so on, but they could be watched externally even by hazmat officers that would come there in their hazmat suits. They would pump out the toilet, put a mixture of the propane, put the food through the food transfer windows, take out the dishes, put them in a hazmat container to be decontaminated so they wouldn't end up spreading the damn virus. And they could be set up even in their own yard. They don't have to actually go to it. They can be put in a parking lot, Walmart. They can be by a hospital. They can move it onto a ship if you want to and put it on a container ship. And, you know, for example, this ship, the Diamond Princess, they should have had a bunch of these blow-up hazmat trailers. They could have had it on the ship. And if they identified something on a quantum test, first thing they should have done is if the quantum test is positive, even before they're PCR positive or clinically sick, because that's when you're spreading the virus. You're not sick and you're training. You're playing games. You're going to public events. You're touching things. And you're growing virus like crazy. The worst spreaders are kids that are really active, playing video games, running all over the place and going to the pool and whatever. And because they have healthy lungs, and you got to remember, it's healthy mitochondria. Now, I want people to understand this. And if you're a doctor out there, I will teach you by the case. I don't go on. One of the companies I work with wanted to set up a training program for doctors, and it costs like $10,000, $20,000. I said, I don't do that. I charge you by half an hour. And all you can do is bring the case. You can be in Santiago, Chile. I train doctors there or in Germany. And the way I do it is I do a video link. And then they bring forth their MRI, CT scan, and another test. Or I tell them what tests to do, like genetic analysis, organic acids, metabolites. And I use labs all over the world. I'm doing this for now approaching 50 years. So I'm one of the top doctors in the world in human history on this. Now, I'm not exaggerating when I say this, because I teach in the Academy of Anti-Aging, Environmental, and Advanced Medicine. So if I had a doctor that has a weird case in Santiago or in, say, Stuttgart, Germany, I'll take their data while they're on the video, and I'll explain to them how you analyze the data. Now, you got to understand, the first and screening test that's real nice, besides a really good history, and I have a 11-page intake history form, is a quantum test. I've had the QRMA machine, which, by the way, if you buy, you can do your little tests at home. It'll pump out some data right there, basically on the quantum frequencies in your body, based on research from Russia and China going back a century. The next level is what's called a Hunter, which has some neat things, including radionic treatment therapies. And you could actually do a therapy or treatment of changing your radionic spectral pattern. Because remember, our universe is a holographic energetic universe, and you can actually alter that using some of this technology. And then the top level is what's called Hunter 3. It's got all its four-dimensional analysis and everything. Last Monday, the 24th, actually, was it Monday the 24th? Yeah. I contacted my contact in China where I got my latest machine about 5 years ago, and I downloaded all the data for picking up the harmonic frequencies of the tetramer glycoprotein for SARS coronavirus COVID-19. So I can tell you, if you're sitting right in front of me and I put the headphones on or the hold the electrode, or I can act as a proxy and do the remote test of you anywhere in the world. Now, people say, that's weird, Dr. D. Well, you have to understand, I have a knowledge of the nature of the universe that's a little bit transformative, and it's going to explain to you, as you listen to the other shows, why people don't understand the nature of reality and exactly the fact that we're all connected. You know, we're connected empathically to each other. About 20% of health professionals are very empathic, whether they're a naturopath or a chiropractor or a massage therapist. And so they even get a thing called word of knowledge, which a lot of Christians will talk about, or a shaman. They kind of know that they're a person they're taking care of. It doesn't matter. It's just the nature of being a human. It doesn't matter what religion you belong to. It's the nature of what we are. Now, the nice thing about the quantum test is you have a hazmat team. They can actually kind of go out to the facility, each one of these little places, you have a little mini lab, and they can take the little girl or boy or husband, father and mother, they're in there, let's say a family that are sick, and they can actually quantum test them to see how they're doing. It tells you which organs are affected. It tells you what their lungs and other tissues, because this virus can attack lungs. Now, you got to understand, we can measure other markers. I want little test kits for 8-hydroxy, 2-prime-deoxyguanosine, free radicals, other markers that I know labs can do, and we can set up special little test kits for them to do right there on the spot and tell them instantly what's going on that are actual physical tests. Like, you can repeat the PCR test. That test should be down to where it's doable in, say, 10 minutes. That's what we want a goal of, a PCR. And by the way, this protocol I'm approaching here is applying to all pandemics and all viruses, because there are naturally emerging viruses that are bad, but the worst ones are basically bioweapon labs, either accidental release or on purpose release, because people are stupid. you know, the lab in England released all kinds of nasty pathogens over the years. There were labs in America did the same thing. My colleague, Dr. Robert Brown, in 1971, was working at a Bethesda facility, affiliate in Rutgers campus, an underground facility, working on a D-virus, and all his colleagues got incinerated at 2,000 degrees because he wasn't there one day, and the antivirus got a containment lockdown and burned him at 2,000 degrees. So you have to understand that our current approach toward public health is idiotic. And you can't, when you have a super infective organism like this that can infect people, and the R-naught is very high, 6.7, it means even before those people get sick, they've already infected dozens of people. So if you think that even locking everything down completely is going to reduce your R-naught to zero, you're delusional. Now, the Chinese are lying, because within 2 weeks, if they don't get them back to work, 90% of the Chinese companies will be functionally bankrupt. They won't have the money to actually continue work. Now, China is collapsing, so they're trying to make people go back to work and say everything's fine, you know, like that Bobby McFerrin song. You know, don't worry, be happy. If you worry about your troubles, it'll double. Well, guess what? You got to face reality. Now, one of the things that's different about Deagle, and I don't think I'm special, is I cannot deal with cognitive dissonance. I never have been able to. I'd ask questions on little toddler, 2 and 3 years of age, that drove adults crazy. And I've done some of my stories, like in, you know, grade one, I told my sister Marie Blackie how she was delusional, and she strapped me until she thought my wrists were going to bleed. And I said, "Are you tired yet?" "None." No, she quit the nunnery and got 5 kids, and she had a hot abdomen. I saved her life in 1976 when we had to do surgery to remove a section of her descending colon. And she remembered me. She says, "I remember you. I particularly remember you when I saw the movie about Damien Thorne, the Antichrist." I'm thinking, "I'm not evil." She says, "But I knew you'd be something special." The only thing special about me is I can't deal with my mental blocks. In other words, if two or three ideas conflict with each other, I can't deal with it. But in my head, it's like, "Warning, warning, Will Robinson." Now, I teach people mental exercises to make them smarter. In fact, I'm going to start putting them up this weekend. The first exercise is an exercise called the Where's Waldo exercise. The second exercise is one of how to clear your brain of cognitive dissonances. Because what we're trying to do is raise what's called your curiosity index. When you become more curious, it's your soul talking to your physical brain, and it always makes sense. That's why reverse speech, we're going to get there. Our guy on from Reverse Speech in Australia, back on a program, he's been on for years. You have to understand, when you sleep at night, it's your soul talking to your brain, telling it images. And when you're curious, it's actually your higher self, your spirit or soul, speaking to your mind and start understanding the nature of the universe. That's why it says in the Bible that now that you're in one place and of one language, nothing will be held from collectively. This is the Tower of Babel, mankind from, you know, being a co-creator of God. Now, you have to understand, we've had another program, and he'll be back on. He was on last week on Tuesday. Ken Klein, and I had kind of a strange comment from someone. They were kind of very offended by what he said. Well, the offense is because your brain can't deal with the truth, okay? We had a pre-existence before we came to Earth, and we had our memories wiped because we were part of the fallen ones. But God gave us a pathway back to restoration, and we had to become incarnated in human flesh. And we were, in a sense, the contractor. That's why Jesus told the rabbis that you are indeed the Elohim. They weren't trying to kill him because he healed people. There are other people who are healers or shamans or whatever. You know, I remember back in 1980, 40 years ago, I had patients going to a shaman in the Philippines, and he was actually pulling tumors right out of them. Doesn't matter. I mean, you can do supernatural things even if you're not God's person, but if you do them without God's purposes, you're not his child, okay? So the very nature of what we are is we are the Elohim, okay? We are the female side in the sense of the Godhead collectively, but we've fallen. And the ones who wouldn't incarnate became the Nephilim. The fallen ones who incarnated in, you know, horrifying flesh like these Draco reptilians, etc., etc. These beings, the spiritual side of them, did not repent before God because they sought to do good and evil to create what's called the great architect of the universe, to create their order out of chaos. That's why when you study Masonry, every religion on earth is invaded by it. Every political system, every legal system, every medical system believes in oppositional powers of those putting good and evil to accomplish a goal. Only God says, it's my way or the highway. Now you have to understand, once you start asking questions, your brain empties out and flushes out the false ideas. And that's why people are curious enough to listen to the program here. What I want them to be is even more curious. So the first training I'm going to give people next weekend is called the Wells Waldo training. The second one is how to clear your brain of cognitive dissonance. When you do, your brain starts saying, you know, I want to be more curious. I don't want them to be convinced by an argument. I want them to be convinced by a ring of truth in their soul, by asking the right questions and feeling a ring of truth for the spiritual, geopolitical, and medical manna we give them, okay?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871. Josh Bernstein has geopolitical analysis of the craziness going on. And I like dialogue with people. That's why I beg you out there to ask questions. 877-317-6432. And my wife doesn't like the song Cerebrelli. She doesn't like the song, the music. I want to see you be brave. Maybe I should play it in the background here. Just for fun, to make people kind of laugh. But when you ask questions that make you feel, vulnerable, empty, like a glass is empty. It can't be filled up with truth or knowledge unless you empty out the cognitive dissonant ideas already. So if there's like an 8-ounce glass and there's 7 ounces and a half of your ideas in there beforehand, you can't pour much truth in, can you? So what we're trying to do is we're trying to get people to wake up. Well, why is that important? Because wisdom is the basis of healing and survival and everything. And God is the author of all wisdom. You might think it comes from a textbook or it comes from whatever. Those textbooks are just writing things down after you've already had the experience of asking questions, seeking the anomalies. And the way it is, you water the water of a really good question that comes from a higher self or soul waters anomalies out there that you're already observing, but you don't understand it. And when you water the right question over the anomaly or the thing that's staring you right in the face, whether it's a medical or geopolitical or spiritual issue, the truth just opens up like a lotus flower. Do not seek answers, seek better questions. Now, why is that important here? Well, Dr. Deagle has not only these hazmat trailers and hazmat, I call isolation chambers and things like even for a room, but also I have all the first line defense kit. I've been preparing for decades. God had my day timer. My first training was going back in 1970. 72, 73, and my previous bacteriology, virology director, Dr. Robert Brown, his buddies all died in this facility, and he moved from New Jersey, where he's working this underground campus for the U.S. government, making bioweapons, T-viruses, to come to Dalhousie in Halifax, but across the water from Harvard. Now, Harvard and Dal are like on other sides of the Bay of Fundy, okay? They're real close. So you can get across in a flight in about 35 minutes. It's so close, it's ridiculous. And a lot of our medical students would go back and forth between Harvard University and Dalhousie because we're a sister in Canada of Harvard. Now, what happened is I was working on my honors degree of biochemistry, and I decided to do a PhD in oceanography and genetics and bacteriology. And the guy I trained under was Dr. Robert Brown. Now, he told me a story how all of his buddies died when the virus got out of containment. He was sick for one day in 10 years. And I started being very curious. So years later, in 1994, I got the opportunity, after a supernatural visitation, which I've mentioned previously, to work at CECOM and do work on classified projects with people that, as their physician. They decided to contract external doctors. So we were at the St. Francis Hospital, Colorado Center for OCMED, and I had the job next down to Commander Schwinder. And in that job, basically, I had above top secret, which is at or above the level of the U.S. president on classified projects. Now, if you don't have a scientific background, Trump Observer does not understand what I understand about advanced, you know, quantum computing or the matrix or bioweapons or radiological things or anything. He's really good at, media stuff like The Apprentice, okay? Now, I've been trying to get through to him for a while, and we'll get into that later, but what happened is during that exposure, A few years later, I worked with Reserve Admiral Hughes in Operation Top Off in Dark Winter. With the CDC, FBI, FEMA, and the University of Colorado, I was the point man for the entire country in Colorado when we did Operation Top and Dark Winter. In that operation, we did a supercomputer simulation of a weaponized smallpox from Cairo, Egypt to Oklahoma City on the NOAA supercomputer up in Boulder. Then we did two live simulations with hazmat officers, military officers, from the Performing Arts Center in downtown Denver. We actually had a second floor window sprayer pretending we were spraying out a weaponized form of anthrax. Now, I know how to weaponize anthrax. It's a good thing I'm Anakin Sky Deagle, not Darth Deagle, because I know how to make the most deadly, not only bioweapons, but also more deadly nuclear neutron weapons than probably anybody in history. And I'm not going to turn my gifts into a curse to the human race. But I want you to understand, I'm actually going to provide people with non-lethal ways to protect themselves that are a lot more, controlling, that people realize that if somebody's trying to come to your home, you don't want just guns, you want Dr. Deagle's good stuff that's going to put somebody's stop in their boots, and you want to have a bunch of zip ties to zip them after they go and break their front teeth off after they hit the ground. So, after that exposure, I knew these guys are laughing their head off in 2001 in March before 9/11 that they were going to do release weaponized anthrax in the northeast United States with plausible deniable questions of they're going to use micronukes to blow up the World Trade Center towers, which I knew they hit around with a bunch of questions over several hours with the private dinner table, my table with the CDC, FBI, and FEMA director. And so I was getting ready. I said, Jesus, these guys are crazy. They're devils. They're going to do this. It's not just a simulation. Well, since last fall, I have intel contacts. I have three sources of contacts. Instead of the internet, I call it the SewerNet. And you can see a little glass case with jewels in it, or you can see a dead body go down, or, something smells awful and something smells perfumey, all down the SewerNet, right? Secondly, I have intel agencies. I get contacts inside the Pentagon, CENTCOM, Homeland Security, or guys that contact me after the show and say, hey, Deagle, you got this and that. Or they come directly on my show or videos. For example, recently I've had Dr. Greg Ford, Susan Lindauer, Barbara Honegger, Cody Snodgrass for years. Cody was a munitions guy who was contracted, given $500,000, and he turned it down to blow up the Murrah building in Oklahoma City, and I was the exit examiner, and when they found out that I knew they used micronukes and RDX, they court-martialed him, and they fired me and gave me death threats. Now, threatening Deagle is a very unwise thing to do, or even trying to sue me. I will die for you, and I have tremendous compassion, not the compassion of man, but the compassion of God that he's given to me. But crossing Deagle is about the stupidest thing you can do on earth. You'd be better off having the devil himself after you rather than Deagle. because trying to deal with me legally or threatening me or whatever is extremely unwise. Okay? So whenever I do that, I counter-threat people and I scare the crap out of them, luckily, because they should understand I don't have a nice molecule in my body. Nice meaning I'm going to try to sell you lies so you like me. I don't want you to like me. I love you anyway. Doesn't care. I pray for people like Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, and others. Now, you have to understand, God's given me his love of the human race. He sent me back from heaven 60 years ago to do what I got to do. Now, that calling was given 2,000 years ago to my ancestor in the Sanhedrin, who 8 centuries previously was a descendant of Moses and married the daughter of the king of the Medes and became the Naimas, the lineal descendants of the 24 families that were the only blood descendants of Moses directly. A prophecy was given in writing, passed through my family for 2,000 years, that a prophet would arise as Moses at the time of the end. I didn't know this until I was like 14, and literally within months afterward, I was attacked by a priest in the vestment room because I was a high altar boy. I served Mass 6 days a week, including even doing exorcisms, helping the archbishop. And when he attacked me, I punched him in the stomach and ran. My dad was so angry with me, he beat me unconscious. Now, I counter-threatened my dad and said, "Now, Dad, now you don't ever try to do that again, or you won't be waking up, Dad." So he did it. He decided to stop drinking, which is good, because when you drink, you become nasty. Very smart guy, but a little bit manic depressive. Very, very intelligent. He was a top-level student at the Gemological Institute. In fact, he did his internship in Cartier's in New York, but he wouldn't go down there to get the job because it was a time when they gave me my draft card in 1968 from my school in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, because I'm an American born in Detroit, to go and fight and die in a mice paddy and in Vietnam. And I tore the card up and threw it in the face of the military officer who came up from Massachusetts and tried to give me my card because my cousin was in the working in the draft board office, actually, who gave me a heads up that this guy was coming to get me and send me off to die in Vietnam. Okay, so Diggles had a long history of all kinds of stuff. So I threw it in his face, and he was so surprised that this grade 10 student would throw the draft card in his face and tell him off. Well, Diggle has been through a lot. When I raise questions up, whether it's for church fellows or my colleagues, I cannot deal with cognitive dissonance. Now, I don't ask people to agree with me. In fact, I want them to be disagreeable, but I want them to teach me by having evidence and logic to support what they're saying. I had an interesting discussion yesterday with a tech guy from Livestream, and he thought you can have an opinion that's based on just an attitude, you know? No evidence, no logic. I said, well, if you had a case and you bring it to court, you'd have it dismissed because the judge would say, there's no evidence, case dismissed. So I said, you can't have a dialogue with somebody that believes in a fantasy. It has to be based on personal experience, evidence, and logic that you can validate. All right? The problem is we have a lot of universities and schools now that teach people they live in a fantasy world. It's very deadly because, you see, human beings are wise because they ask real questions and get real answers. Well, someone like me is the Moses of this day. I am. Okay, that may offend some people, but someone like me has to show up because, and I don't want you to agree with me, I want you to test it. Test the resources of the sewer net. Talk, if you're inside the intel agencies, call them and ask your buddies. Is this guy Diggle crazy? Webbot 5 years ago said I was a deep state agent in history. I had a guy in 1999, 21 years ago, wrote a book after I traveled to 42 cities in Israel that I was the Antichrist. I'm thinking, I'm just an average screw-up that got saved by the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father in the flesh, who did abortions, and God, and I repented of it, and God restored me after he shook my ugly human carcass, and I'm a son of the Most High God now with his authority. Now, I don't care what sin you have, you can't take it away. God is the only one who can take away sin. But I did those because I took away my baby when my first wife was dying of MS. And told me if she didn't have an abortion, she was going to die. So you want to understand this is about Diggle? I'm real. I'm your buddy. I'm your big brother. I'm your bro. I'm the best thing that has happened to the human race in a long time, let me tell you. Not because I'm your savior. I'm just a bait bucket guy. He's the savior. How's that?
The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Diggle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the Joint Performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal, and taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. Amazing show here, and again, I want you to have a high curiosity index. I'm going to actually put these videos out free this weekend so you can do the Where's Waldo IQ model, I call the brain exercise, and the exercise to clear your brain, like flushing the septic tank of your brain of cognitive dissonant ideas that are stuck to the sidewalls of your brain. Once you do, your brain is empty so it can be filled up with good questions, and then the wisdom just pours in. You start seeing anomalies, you start seeing things in a different world. You start, whether or not you're trying to learn a language or an engineering skill or learning to how to just interact better with the world, and it takes the pressure off. You realize we don't fix anything. God does by giving us wisdom of how to fix it. So, for example, my first line kit, I have three major antivirals. Plasmidine, possibly 900 years by Edgar Cayce, I have it. From NASA contract engineer. NutriSilver, I designed it. Combination of the monatomic deuterium pleated silver, not in my regular kind of colloidal silver, with the monatomic frequencies embedded in it radionically, and liposomes. I have the Alcimed from Germany. Then I have NutriDefense that strips off the capsule of all RNA and DNA viruses and all bacterial cell wall pathogens. I have Nutrimune 26Y that will tag all pathogens. I have, to stop the cytokine storm, the only neutral ascorbic acid in the world, calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, ascorbate, salt, and with bioperin to increase absorption 40%. I have Cell Defense, the only 800% more absorbed capsule form of curcumin and turmeric in the world. I have a new one called Cell Defense Curcu Gold that will be a powder to mix and drinks as well. We have the radionic frequencies based on atomic resonance research, most of it classified. Some of it going back to Raymond Rife and the equations I have from Linus Pauling. Did I know how to set up radionic frequencies that can suppress nogalase and suppress the glycoprotein to make it less infective? So you can broadcast this to an area like a building or home or even over many miles. These are all available right now. They're not distant things in the distant future. And don't rely on just the quote vaccines. First off, the virus is going to mutate. You're going to get new substrains. It's very probable the one in Iran is already a mutant substrain. And having a tag or an antibody that attaches to something doesn't kill anything. It's your macrophage. If your macrophage, big eater cells, aren't able to generate singlet oxygen radical because they've been damaged by nogalase or the mitochondria are being affected by something else, guess what? You can't fight and kill anything because you don't have any superoxide radicals. It's like having a Star Wars battle and you don't have, you know, lasers. You need your lasers or your saber, you know, swords in order to cut and kill the pathogen. These hazmat trailers I'll have all designed and put up in my video probably by later today. I'm trying to get through to people to bring me on their shows, and so I'll bring you on my show. If you're a really good broadcaster here on Genesis Network or anywhere, or you have a friend that has some good ideas, or can be, don't have to be a doctor, you can just be an intelligent grandma,
Or if you other got great broadcasters like Alex Jones, encourage Alex to say, you know what? You haven't had Deagle on since like 2007. Bring him on. I'm like having a lit nuclear intellectual explosion on the front door of your house. I'm going to ask you questions, and I'm going to make you have a little conniption to realize that I, every day, wake up feeling like I don't know anything. You know, like that song that you see Ebenezer Scrooge sing at the end of The Miracle of the Three Visitations. I don't know anything. Until you get reached to that point where you don't know anything, you can't learn anything. If your mind is not emptied of your preconceived ideas, you can never learn anything or get real wisdom, because God wants to pour it in. That's why he said, you know, the Tower of Babel, now that they are one place and of one language, nothing will be withheld from their imagination. Imagination is your soul speak from your higher self that used to be the Elohim that built the universe on contract by the God of the universe. But because we fell away and decided to do good and evil, we were literally removed from that realm. And now there's a sentence on those who are still fallen. And they're going to be annihilated. They're going to be removed permanently, eternally from the book of life. We who are saved are going to become the queen of the heavens, which means when we have extended lifespans of tens of thousands of years, spread across the cosmos as a God, bringing peace and security and goodness to the universe, to both human and non-human beings across the cosmos. People have to understand what our destiny is. It's not boring. We're not going to be playing harps up in heaven and wondering, gee, I played the harp for 10,000 years, it's getting boring. You're not going to be playing a harp for 10,000 years. Okay? Our destiny is pretty glorious. I mean, you have to understand, we collectively are the bride of God. That's pretty cool. And we're going to have children down to the eons in the future in distant worlds. But you have to submit that the only good is if you do God and add an extra O. And that's where we have solutions to the SARS coronavirus. It's God allowing these disasters, like the proliferation of nuclear weapons, like in Laurentian Island and in Venezuela, Iran, North Korea. It's when we have politicians that are arguing whether or not you want totalitarian and godless communism, like Bernie Sanders, who is an apostate Jew, believes in communism, which basically is horrifying. It killed a lot of rabbis 100 years ago in Russia, and also religious Russian Orthodox, Russian high priests in the Russian Christian church. The reason is you have to seek God always in all things, not just some things, whether it's medical truth, geopolitical truth, spiritual truth. If you do, he'll always pour it into you. And when they say, well, can you teach me how to do that? Yeah, I can even do it with not only the laying on of hands, but laying on a voice to give you gifts that you don't even know you have, because God wants to open those spiritual eyes and ears up. Some days I wake up and I'm thinking, I have people that disagree with me. I'm thinking, it makes me sad. I feel like a one-eyed man in the land of the blind. Who do you think you are, Deagle? You think you can see? You keep telling us you have an eye. We haven't heard about this thing called eyes before. And I think this is not only humorous, it's very sad. Because the human race is terminal. We're putting out dirty electricity, pesticides that cause non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, smart grid which starts fires and actually burns our buildings down, and that's why it's outlawed in Saskatchewan. 5G network that robs oxygen at 60 gigahertz. And at 50 gigahertz, it actually releases Epstein-Barr virus that actually is one of the primary triggers for cancer in your cells. People say, oh, Dr. Deagle, you think you know everything. If I'm talking about something, damn it, I know it. And if I don't, I'll go back in prayer and logic to the creator of the universe and ask him and say, God, what's your answer? And if I can't tell you an answer immediately when you call into the show or after, I'll pray. The most powerful thing you can do in the universe is just to pray and submit to God and say, God, I don't know anything. God says, I know that. I know that. That's why he told me when you said, when they think you're so smart in the future, 20, 30 years from now, he said, I want you to understand, tell them you didn't know where the book of Isaiah was, but that you heard Shema, you heard and did what I told you. You were on your concrete with your nose on the floor, and I dictated clay and iron and abortion Armageddon books to you that you later released years later with a prophecy come to the people all over the world. And you, in my order, didn't take a cent for it. You just want your cost of your expenses covered to travel to those 42 cities in Israel. I was obedient, and I've suffered for it, let me tell you. And I don't suffer for my sake, too. They put me all up. Oh, I was sort of a special. I don't care about. I would rather be a doorman in heaven than the king in hell. If there was a place in hell that's the king. It's called annihilation. It's not going to be pleasant. You don't get to play shuffleboard with Sammy Davis Jr. or canasta or poker with some other celebrity from Hollywood. You know. So I have solutions. I know the cause of diabetes, the cause of heart disease, the cause of autoimmune diseases, the cause of chronic sepsis, the cause of aging. Dr. Deagle knows all of these because over the decades of prayer and science, by the way, that's why I use almost 50 plus labs here in America, labs overseas, quantum testing, imaging, quantitative electroencephalography for your brain, which can be done with a science doctorate, MRI, CT scan, SPECT blood flow scans, imaging studies, genetic analysis, organic acids, metabolites, quantum testing. I'm the master of all of it, and I can train anybody. You don't have to have an MD or a DO or a DC, whatever. You can just be a smart grandma that wants to learn and learn whatever level you want. I can train a technician in 2 weeks to be a hazmat pandemic officer, and I'm going to put together a series of videos and information for training for them. So when they get their hazmat suit on, they know what to do. They'll do a little test kit for PCR, how to measure 8-hydroxy-2'-deoxyguanosine, which is oxidized pyrimidines in your blood. That's a marker of oxidative stress from free radicals. We can measure quantum testing to see if they have not only that, but other underlying diseases like heart failure, which is basically dead mitochondria in your heart. Remember, you only die if your mitochondria die. That's why the FOXO2 gene gets rid of old damaged cells in mitochondria. We have a product called Natoconazole with pyroquinoline, PQQ. It makes new mitochondria. We have Sports Energy Light that makes ATP, and NADH that makes nicotine, adenine, and nucleotide hydride. God gave me the formula. He said, I said, God, for years. I said, God, is there a time? It took me persistence. 5 years ago, he said, you know, the only time you don't age is when you're in utero. What do you mean, God? When you're in utero, your placenta, part of the baby, makes its 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones. But I was already selling for about 8 years, you know, red deer velvet from New Zealand. But your stomach acid pepsin and your digestive enzymes destroy it. So I said, God, can you show me where I would find the product? He did. So I applied the patent a couple years ago. Last July, I got the patent for the first product in the world that stops aging. Red deer velvet. And he gave me the other molecules I need, which is ergothionine. First receptor activated when your cells tell the stem cells to get off your microcirculation and go to a target organ. Call her MycoD2. You want the building blocks. You want the minerals. We have our Vitamineral Max Minerals Plus. We have the monoatomic minerals. We have all the activated vitamins that jump the gene defects. No matter what your gene defects, I could care less. You can't activate folic acid. We've got superfolate TR. You want to activate, you have the B12. If somebody's in their 60s, two-thirds are deficient in B12 and folate. Do you know what causes heart disease? Dead macrophages. You know what causes cancer? Aggravated cells by Epstein-Barr virus and fungi that tell the genes to try to escape like a prepper who's paranoid. Do you know what causes autoimmunity? There's homologous proteins from pathogens like Saccharomyces cerevisiae. It looks identical to your bowel wall, so you get ulcerative colitis. That's why when you have a spirochete like babesiosis or ehrlichiosis or Lyme disease, the proteins look identical to the myelin basic protein. Your immune cells can't tell the difference and go crazy and damage your myelin by migrating through the ventricles in your brain to your descending spinal thalamic tracts or your ascending proprioceptive tracts to tell you the position where your feet are, so you lose position sets. Do you think Dr. Deagle doesn't have all the answers? I have all. ALL. All the answers to any problem that man is facing now, and I just want you out there to listen. If you don't believe me, ask better questions. And I can teach you to be a smarter person. In minutes, I'm going to put my free exercises up. The first two are the Where's Waldo exercise, and the second one is you're flushing your cognitive dissonant septic tank of your brain of conflicting ideas. So, if you think that's funny, hopefully you'll get smarter, wiser, and become a better son or daughter of the Most High God and part of His Queen of the Heavens, because He's coming back soon, people, for His bride, and we collectively are the bride of the Most High, the Queen of the Heavens. Back in a moment with hour number two with Josh Bernstein, our amazing Jewish analyst of geopolitics. Don't miss it and be brave. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com.
and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.